This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of my show is brought, well, it's not brought to you by anything, but you know what's coming up next. We're going to talk the craft, the shooting, the building, the thought process. We're talking 1911 University. Only one teacher of that particular class, of course, is Professor Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm just trying to cope.
Trying to cope, huh?
Well, I mean, you don't know this because I haven't told you this, but I just spent two days in dental surgery.
Oh, my. I remember you telling me you were going to have that done.
Yes. Well, I actually got it done. And right now I've got, like, plexiglass all around everything that's electrical because I'm still sort of spraying it when I speak. If you know what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
But on the other hand, I did get to speak to a young man named Jeff Mal today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very awesome.
I like
Jeff a lot.
Jeff is, I guess he is the principal at Tenacore Holsters. He's aware that I've been having a holster issue with my Chambers Custom Fat WMGC. And in addition to that, he's got a solution for that. So I'm waiting on that with eager anticipation. But I'm doing something that I think you're either going to laugh at me, which I expect you will, or you're going to be like, that's interesting. So let me tell you what I'm doing. Since I took Steve's Red Dot Sight class last year, I've become very aware of how much better I am with an optic that is zero. Then when I got the Chambers gun, and the way you guys zeroed that in, and the way that thing was adjusted, and the way that trigger was tuned, I was like, this is the best way, this is the only way to fly, right? But the problem is that there's going to be some times when logistically I may need something other than the Chambers gun, right? I can't think of too many reasons, but there might be one or two. I might not want it to get wet or something. I love my Chambers gun, Joe. So to that end, I sent a Glock G45 to CNH Precision Weapons Systems.
I saw that. It looked like they did a great job.
They did do a good job. I'll have to tell you about the other part that they do to it. I can't tell you about it on the air because we'll get banned from everything. But But here's the thing. You know, Steve shoots every gun he owns well, doesn't he?
Most things, yeah. He's a pretty good shooter across the board, I think.
Now, I don't shoot enough to shoot that well just natively, just learning the gun, just, you know, wearing the gun down to, you know, whatever it is going to be. So my goal, and I'm having, with the optic, I've got the optic. I haven't zeroed the optic yet, so I just got it the other day. But now my goal is to, I think I have a trigger inbound that's going to make it feel a little more. The Glock Gen 5 trigger, which is better than the Glock Gen 4, 3, 2, 1 triggers were, is still, there's still a pop when you pull it. There's still a little bit of movement when you pull it. And that's with me doing Steve's touch press roll. So my goal, Joe, is to shoot every gun that I can put an optic on, because there's going to be a few. I mean, you're building one that's coming with an optic. I'm not worried about it because it'll be a gun you built, and it'll just do it. So, but the ones that you haven't built, I'm going to try to get as close to the ones you have built with these as I can. I don't know what the percentage is going to be. It might be 80%. It might be 85%. I don't know. Thoughts?
Sounds like a plan. I mean, you're not. Are you saying you're going to try to get the Glock triggers as close to the Fat WMG trigger as possible?
Well, there's you know, that's sort of like me looking up the windmills and yelling at it. If that's going to be my goal, to try to get to the Fat WMG, if it was all about I've got to be like the Fat WMG, well then I think the only logical thing I could say was, well, the only way to do this is get single action guns and send them to Joe and let him put Fat WMG triggers in it, or let you do the trigger job. I don't think that's very realistic. So.
No.
Given the realities of the world and everything else, what I'm going to try to do is get it to where it just doesn't move the gun as much when I pull it.
I got you. Yeah.
And I, you know, like there's people out there probably. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, there's lots of people going to go, well, Bill, if you grip the gun right and if you actually exercise good trigger pull discipline, you could do that quite easily. But that's not actually true, is there? There actually is. For anybody that doesn't believe it, there actually is mechanical advantages to be had out there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the other thing is, you know, dry firing. I had a conversation 2 days ago with a new client, just got his Fat WMG NF in, and he's a Glock shooter, you know, and nothing wrong with that. And he went to the range, and he says, you know, I can normally shoot 98, 99 pretty consistently on a B8 at 25 with my Glock. And I says, okay, well, I mean, it'll take some adjustment getting used to be able to shoot this gun proficiently because it's a lot different, lot different. So he shot it, and he called me back, and he shot at 25 yards. He didn't shoot a whole lot because he had some other things he had to go do, but he wanted to take it to the range right quick. So he shot a 94 at the 25-yard line, but then he took it to 40 yards, and he shot a 93 2X. And his evaluation of it was essentially that the trigger was so different and the recoil impulse was so different that it took him a minute to wrap his mind around how different it was than shooting a Glock. And he found himself actually trying to fight the gun that he didn't have to fight, which you can understand because you have one and you shoot it. He says the recoil impulse, you know, I've never felt a recoil impulse like this in a handgun. It's just straight back, smooth, soft. The gun is back on target. And he says, I kept finding myself fighting the gun when there was nothing to fight.
I'm like, yeah.
Yep. A lot of people have experienced that recently, you know, and the trigger, of course, is completely different. I mean, I've seen some amazing triggers in Glocks and striker fired guns over the years, of course. And I've done a few trigger jobs on them over the years myself. But there's just something about a single action trigger. People forget that, with a striker fired gun, you're still partially cocking the gun as you pull the trigger. And, you know, that's just the way they work. So there's absolutely an advantage mechanically over that when all you're doing is disconnecting the sear from the hammer hooks.
Right.
But my point to him was the only way you're going to get over that quickly is dry fire. Dry fire, dry fire, dry fire. And you don't have to dry fire at a target. You don't have to sit there like a bullseye shooter, a machine, and dry fire at a target all day long. You can sit there while you're watching TV with an empty gun, rack the slide, pull the trigger, rack the slide, pull the trigger. You're building what people like to laugh at, you know, when you say this. You're building muscle memory. They go, aha, there's no such thing as muscle memory. Actually, there is. But you're building that ability for your mind to pull the trigger smoothly so that you can consciously focus on the sights, right? You need your mind to subconsciously pull that trigger smoothly. And once your mind can do that on a regular basis, then you can focus on the sights, and then you can make sure your shots are where they want to be.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. I had a crazy thought. I don't know if I should share it with you or not.
Why not?
Maybe you should make a fat Glock trigger with a G-H-L-O-C-K trigger.
No.
No. See, told you. I wouldn't, if you actually did that, I think I'd probably have to come to Nebraska and suggest to Heidi that I make your coffee for a few days. Just to get you back on that straight and narrow. Now, do you hear other people getting out there trying to approximate what you do as far as, you know, trying to come close to what you put out there? But, I mean, it really, truly, it really comes down to the mechanical design of the trigger, doesn't it? I mean, it's not like that. What I'm wanting to do is actually possible, is it?
Yeah, I mean, you have to condition your mind to know that when you pick up one gun, it's different than the other. You know, and I can shoot a Glock pretty good, but it takes me a couple of rounds before I'm like, oh yeah, this is one of those triggers.
Right.
You know, but you just have to condition yourself to be able to do it, and I think that's what like guys like Steve and Fish and Chuck and Jared and, you know, Aaron Count and all these guys that shoot both, Mike Pannone, you know, they've conditioned themselves to know, okay, this is a Glock, it has a different trigger, and I got to pull it like this. This is a 1911, it has a different trigger, I got to pull it like this.
Do you think a straight trigger on a Glock gives you any sort of an advantage?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it displaces the finger in a different way. Certainly gives you a different fulcrum point depending on where you put your finger.
Right.
I think it depends on the weight of the trigger, you know, how long the draw is on the trigger. Does it have a lot of over travel? And there's all kinds of things that go into to making a proper trigger feel proper.
Right.
And a lot of times people go, oh, well, it's just trigger weight. That trigger's heavier. Nah. You know, how much pre-travel did you have to take up? Did it have over-travel, which can cause you to, you know, jerk the shot? You know, have what they call a Glock tick, where you're having to pull the trigger hard and it doesn't stop when the gun goes bang, and so you yank the shot low left if you're a right-hand shooter, low right if you're a left-hand shooter.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of things that go into it aside from just the weight. I mean, you're talking to a guy that built guns for ball gun shooters that had to be 4 pounds, while at the same time for the same guys building 22s that could be 2 pounds.
Right.
Right. So weight is really, it's important, but it's not the main relevance. It's kind of the best way to put it is it's an amalgamation of everything, right? You know, it's all the spices in the soup that make the soup. It's not the carrots, you know, it's not just the meat, it's not just the potatoes, you know, it's everything together working in symphony, in like a symphony in harmony that makes it a good trigger.
So, just out of curiosity, so you shoot a Glock from time to time. Does your Glock have a stock trigger in it?
Yes.
You have never thought to yourself, well, I could put this in this or I could try this, and you're happy with the stock trigger?
So I'm not going to say I'm happy with it.
Right.
but I left both of them like that on purpose. Well, the one, there's no choice on the one because it has a giggle switch on it. But the other one, you know, what people would call a truck gun, if you will, is just, you know, it has some other sights on it. It has a mag well, an extended slide stop. I bought it like that. But the trigger's stock, and I left it that way because I wanted a gun that, you know, like people call it an apocalypse gun or whatever, you know. It's a 9mm Glock 17. That's what it is. It takes mags. It'll feed anything. I can shoot Wolf steel case ammo through it, or
right.
I can shoot, you know, match grade ammo through it. It doesn't care.
Is, why do I see such a preponderance of guys that are either, they are happy to be both 1911 and Glock guys?
Because they love guns.
Yeah, but I don't see that many people getting out there going, I like to shoot my 1911s and I like my FN semi-automatics. I don't see anybody doing that. Lots of Glock guys.
Well, I don't think some of these brands are as popular as people think. You know, if folks were to look at the numbers of guns being manufactured, they'd see that Glocks are the lion's share of modern, you know, striker fire polymer pistols being made. When you look at the numbers, the manufacturing numbers from year to year, it's staggering how many of these guns are being made. Then when you combine all of the 1911 makers, you know, you got the Staccatos, the Kimbers, the Springfields, the Colts, the Dan Wessons, the Smith & Wessons, they make one, the Rugers. I mean, in 1 year, Ruger made over 1 million 1911s.
Wow.
Come on. That's a lot of 1911s, man.
Sure is.
So when you look at the combined numbers of 1911s, you're like, oh, well, they make just as many of those and sell them. It's not a matter of making. It's a matter of also selling. They make just as many of those and sell them as, you know, Glock plus whatever. And so I think, you know, both platforms are wildly popular. The 1911 platform in its own right is popular among generations, everyone from 90 years old, you know, the oldest World War II veterans still alive. They love them some 1911, all the way down to young kids today that are finding it for the first time. And they're like, oh, that's cool, you know. And when I say young kids, I'm speaking metaphorically, you know, guys in their 20s, right? Young cops, young service members, they're finding the 1911. And they knew about the 1911 maybe, but they weren't really exposed to it necessarily because they were exposed to Glock, right? Every video game they've played since they were 3 on the Xbox or the PS, whatever, is had a Glock in it. And now they're finding the 1911, which proliferates its love. And on the flip side,
I tell you what, hold up. We're coming up on the break. Hold up for me right there. I want to hear the flip side. And then I want to get on some 1911 stuff. I just find it interesting that so many of these, you know, they were 1911 shooters and then they pick up the Glock. So I'm just curious about that. But anyway, Chambers Custom. ChambersCustom.com. You can find them there if you are interested in ordering a Chambers Custom, which I heartily recommend it. That's where you start. Also, if you want to track them, well, you can find them on Instagram at Chambers Custom and on Facebook at Chambers Custom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in Washington, D.C. as lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to haggle over a new coronavirus relief package. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin saying things are progressing.
We have made significant progress. Funding the government is basic to our work in Congress, and this COVID relief bill is essential as well.
Senator Durbin, along with the other senators, will be working over the weekend, more than likely, to get that bill ironed out. Vice President Mike Pence campaigning down in Georgia, where he's urging voters to cast their ballots for Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler on January 5th. Early voting in the state began earlier this week.
You all know what the stakes are: our liberties, our most cherished values, our prosperity, our security.
An FDA panel recommends approval for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Federal authorities are charging 21 individuals in connection to a distribution ring that funneled drugs onto the campuses of prominent North Carolina universities. The DEA found drug activity at frat houses on campuses of UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University, and Appalachian State University. U.S. Attorney Matt Martin calling on university administrators to do something.
There were sales going on inside these houses. Dealers set up inside these houses, poisoning fellow members of their fraternity, fueling a culture.
The feds estimate more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, several hundred kilos of cocaine, and other drugs were funneled onto the campuses. Millions of people are continuing to dig out from one of the biggest snowstorms in years, the storm knocking out power and shutting down schools from North Carolina to New England. It also made the roads dangerous, killing at least 6 people in car crashes. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. You can hear it now, can't you? All that dental stuff. Chambers Custom Guns. This is 1911 University. So,
hi, Daffy Duck.
By the way, just so you know, Tenacore is actually in Washington State.
Yeah, I thought they were on the West Coast somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, good dude, too, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, that EDM music you had going there, that's a jam. You should just
you like
play
that
place. Yeah, that's good.
We're only allowed to do that for 38 seconds, Joe. Then we got to talk, or then we're in big trouble. Trouble,
well,
Joe.
We're talking.
Anyway.
We're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the flip side of it is you got the older guys, the more pragmatic guys like myself, yourself, Fisher, you know, and most of our friends probably, who we grew up with 1911. We love the 1911. We know its strengths. We understand its weaknesses, even though there aren't many. And we're like, you know, it's nice to have a modern platform handy just in case you need it, right? And so you grab a Glock because Glocks are cheap. They're readily available. There's 5 gazillion magazines for them. And while they are not infallible, like they would love you to believe, they run pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they can be tortured pretty bad. You know, if I dropped my Glock in the Blue River here behind the house, when I'm out catfishing in the John boat with the kids, I could go get my magnet out of the house and find it a couple days later, and it would be fine. I'd clean it up and carry on as usual. You know, if I dropped a pinstriper in the Blue River, I would cry and dive in immediately. Or I would dive in immediately and cry when I got back to the bank.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I think both sides, you know, you see it happening on both sides and it's cool. And there's a place for the FNs, the HKs, the SIGs, the whatevers, you know, there's a few brands out there that I'm like, eh, no. But they're just not as popularized, right? They're not the gun that everybody's seen for decades.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody trying to carry a 6906. Right? I mean,
yeah, maybe they should, but there isn't anybody.
There's a bunch of your listeners that just went, what's a 6906?
That's old Smith & Wesson, people. Steel gun. It was back in the day, Smith & Wesson made great double-action, single-action steel guns. You ever shot a 4506?
Yes.
I love those things.
Yeah. Yeah, they weighed about as much as a Chrysler Town and Country.
They were it's like trying to conceal a box of Wheaties.
Yep.
So, I mean, you know, it was a big old gun, but it shot really nicely. But now you can't find nothing like that. But, I mean, your point is well taken. The thing about, like, I have been trying to stay away from steel-cased ammo, but I think that's going to probably be a cheaper option going forward for a little bit. So,
you don't want to shoot that out of a fat WMG.
No, but I'll burn it in a Glock all day long.
Yeah, all absolutely. Day long.
So, yeah. The only advantage besides that a Glock has over a fat WMG is simply weight, to me. And there's no getting around that. So that's cool. That's fine. So I know what the fat WMG. The fat WMG is the most accurate gun I have ever shot.
Yeah.
When I pick it up and I stick it out there, I have supreme confidence that whatever my reticle is on, that's where the bullet is going to go, and that's what's happening.
Yep.
So, having said all of that, that's one reason why I'm trying to find a holster to carry it, because I could do the short form and just figure out how to carry it securely and just do that. But at the same time, I am mindful of the fact that, you know, I've got a lot, everything, all my ammo is brass case, but like some of the 115 grain that I have,
mm-hmm.
I find 124 runs a little bit better in the fat WMG.
Yeah.
And when I put when I'm putting them in somebody else's hands, if it's not running because it's got 115 grain, they it forever shades their opinion of the gun. I'm like, no, that's the ammo.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I mean, there's, and people tend to lose sight that, I mean, I just had a friend and client this week that wanted me to look at his gun that I built him. It was a Reston prototype gun that I built, and the regulator prototype gun. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm having stovepipes or whatever. And I took it out and I shot it with a couple different kinds of ammo and I didn't have any problem with it. And so I jokingly told him, stop limp-wristing it. Well, come to find out, he's using some kind of cheap reman ammo that's inconsistent. And, well, stop putting garbage in it.
Right. You know? Right. I mean,
that's just the bottom line. If you wanted your 9mm to function all the time, guaranteed, you know, never have any feeding cycling issues, mm-hmm. go find yourself a case of IMI Israeli Uzi ammo. Problem solved. Hottest 9mm on the planet. Guaranteed it'll make it function. but we're in an odd time, right? I mean, where do you buy ammo? Where can you get it? Where can you find 9mm? I mean, you can find it. Don't get me wrong. You're going to pay $700-$800 a case.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line. That's the way it is.
Yep. So, anyway.
And it may stay that way for a long time. You don't know. You know, I've been working on getting blueing done and stuff today, so I haven't paid attention to the news. I haven't seen what's happening with the Texas lawsuit. I know there's like 18 other states on board now, including Nebraska, thankfully. We'll see what happens.
We will indeed. We will indeed. And I mean, I've just been looking at the political ramifications of a Biden presidency and a Democratic controlled Congress for at least 2 years. And I mean, it's not going to be what they think it is. It's definitely not going to be a slam dunk. Democrats have got to change a few rules in the Senate, which I don't doubt they would try to do. And that's if they win both of these things. But they've definitely got to do something about the election part of it. They got to renew my. I'm going to vote, but they got to renew my, because this is beginning to look a lot like the Battle of Athens sort of territory for me. So if they're not going to uphold the sanctity of the election, well then you know I guess some other people will have to do that for them and demonstrate how that's done. But I don't think Biden is going to. One of the biggest problems that Biden's going to face with some of this stuff is that a lot of his Democrats don't have the – they don't want to go after polarizing issues.
Yeah, but the gang does, and that's
sure the gang does, but they got to get the votes. They got to get the votes. I don't think the problem is going to be the Senate. I think the problem is going to be the House.
Yeah,
I don't think that. I mean, the House Democrats, they're like, you got to, you know, we like with this money we earn. We don't have to do nothing. We just have to travel and come here. We don't want to do nothing. Stop saying defund the police. Stop saying this. Stop saying that. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll definitely see. Even if they tried it, though, Joe, there's no way. I mean, nobody knows who's got what. I guess Beto could come and listen, can I put, like, some surveillance cameras up in front of your house in case Beto O'Rourke comes and tries to kick your door in? Can I? And have that play straight to my phone? Can I get that for you? Anyway.
Well, Beto's not a – he's not a representative, so he really doesn't matter to me anymore.
Well, but, you know, Joe said that he was going to put him – I'm going to need your help when I go to confiscate all these guns. So.
Yeah.
Beto's just sort of salivating there with his – he looks more like he's from Boston than you know, south of the border. He shouldn't be running around with Beto. Anyway, he looks more like a Biff to me, not a Beto. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk to Joe's about to have a Patreon enterprise coming up. We're going to talk about that when we get back. If you are interested in Chambers Custom, well, you can go to chamberscustom.com. You should get in line and order a gun. I know, well, Bill, you know, hey, listen, if you got multiple guns, you can afford this one. Trust me, you can't not afford this one. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and you have started a new Patreon enterprise, I think it is. Tell me about this. What is this?
Yeah, so we started it last week. It's going pretty good, and it's called 1911 University, and there are parameters of what you can share and what you can't share on Patreon, which I'm sure you're aware of because you have a Patreon. I can't share how-to data on there.
Right.
But I can share some other really interesting things. So one of the things that we're going to go into, I'm waiting on my microphone to get here, and then I'll start doing some videos on Zoom, some live Q&As and some other videos. But one of the things I'm really excited about is I called yesterday. We have a gun store in Lincoln, Nebraska called Big Shots, and the owner of it is a friend of mine, Jim. And I called him and I said, "Hey, Jim," I says, "what are the chances that you would let me borrow for the purposes of disassembling, measuring, and reassembling, 1911s that you get in the store, new ones?" And he's like, "Okay, are you going to shoot them?" I'm like, "Nah, I don't need to shoot them. I just need to take them apart, measure them, and put them back together on live video."
Right.
And he's like, "Okay, yeah, sure, whatever you need, man, come get it." So it's going to afford me the opportunity to be able to go there, get whatever brand, make, model, design that he has that people want to see, and do a live mathematical, mechanical review of it. And, you know how I do reviews. I don't name names. I show the gun.
Sure.
I'm going to mention the name of the gun because it's not relevant to me. You can see the gun yourself in the video, right? What it will allow me to do is measure the entire gun, all the pieces, parts, evaluate certain things are evaluatable via how they feel or how they look, perception, taste, whatever. But the main thing is to be able to put the numbers, put the tape to the board, so to speak, and show the numbers of, okay, if you buy this, this is a sample of one, but if you buy this, this is something you may be able to expect. And people have asked me for years and years to continue to do reviews like I did on the Ruger SR-1911 back in 2011.
Right.
When it came out. And what most people don't realize, and I posted that review up on my Patreon, that it's open for everybody to see it. You can go to Patreon/1911University and you can read it and see it. It's a great, great review I did years ago. But what people don't realize is I have about 30 hours tied up in doing that review and then typing it all up and making sure it sounded intelligible and all that good stuff. But by doing them live, right, you're getting raw Joe.
Right.
You're getting me as I measure the numbers right there, and I don't have to spend 28 more hours typing it all up. It's there now for people that want to subscribe to the channel to be able to watch anytime they want. So if you're thinking about buying, you know, XYZ brand, you'll be able to go on there and scroll through the different ones that I've done reviews on and go, ooh, that's the same brand and a similar model. Let's see what he had to say about that one. Boom, and watch the video. So it's going to be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to building basically a library of reviews based on the mechanics of the gun and the numbers of the gun. So facts, you know, these are things that are pretty irrefutable. You can argue with numbers all you want, but at the end of the day, 3.14 is still pie.
Right.
And so, you know, it'll give people a baseline. You know, they can look at it and go, okay, that brand, he's reviewed three of those, and they never have barrel fit. And they can make a judgment on that. You
right.
know? Because an informed consumer is a more loyal consumer.
True.
Basically, the idea that when I came up with this idea, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, back in the day, I don't know if people still use this or not, but back in the day, you wanted to buy a new washer and dryer. What'd you do? You went to the Barnes & Noble or wherever your bookstore was, and you bought a Consumer Reports, and you registered with them, and you got a report on washers and dryers.
Right.
And they told you, they didn't tell you any of the, they weren't like, oh, this one's pretty, or this one makes me feel good. None of that crap. They said, the runtime of this one is XYZ.
Right.
We ran it 5,000 cycles and it lasted, you know? And they gave you the facts, just the facts. And that's what I'm going to do on the review side of the Patreon page, is provide education to people through the mathematical computations of what the gun is made of. And I think it'll be a success. I mean, I've already got people suggesting all these different guns they want me to review, and I've got a couple on the way in right now to review. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. What kind of mic you getting?
Let me pull it up and I'll tell you. I was trying to decide between two different ones, and a friend of mine is in the music industry, and he said that I should get either a where's it at? Scrolling up.
See, some mics are more equal than others, Joe.
Yes. He said either get a Rode, R-O-D-E, or a Shure, S-H-U-R-E.
Okay. So with now with the Shure, are you talking about the M7?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's the one I'm looking at.
So if you get that, you're going to want to get a cloud lifter to go between it and wherever you're plugging that in.
Okay.
That will give it enough amp and enough because it doesn't have an amp. And
yeah,
depending on that,
seven. Yeah.
Yeah. The Rode, which one are you talking about? The pod mic?
Yes.
So that'll be okay. It's not as it's not, I mean, that's what you were talking in. The pod mic was what we were talking in when we were in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean that worked out pretty good. By the way, I also have a little memories video that I made with me, you, and Mr. Farnham sitting at the table there, if you want me to send that at you.
Yeah, cool, man. I'd love to have that.
Yeah, I had John Farnham coming by the booth, and Joe was going to be there, but Joe was already there, so Joe's like, hey, can I, like, hang out around here? So.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not every day that you get to sit with somebody like John.
Yeah, John Farnham is he's one of them guys. He is definitely one of them guys. Although, he's a Glock guy now. And I'm almost certain he had to be a 1911 guy. But now Clint Smith is still a single stack, 45 ACP, 1911 guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he loves his 1911s. Yeah, Clint actually got the opportunity to play with a couple of my guns when Steve was up there.
Right.
And Steve took his knife. I think he had his knife fighter, his regulator, and his WMG when he went up there last time. And got to show it to all the guys there at Clint's place, and they got to play with them and have fun. And apparently everybody liked them quite a bit.
What did Clint think of it?
Oh, he liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You seem to like it quite a bit. Yeah.
I'm getting ready to publish a review, and I filmed it the other day. I picked up a SIG P365.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of Clint Smith. Clint Smith is doing this rant on video one time where he's out there. So here we have the conundrum. We're all out there trying to race to the bottom to find the smallest possible gun we can find until we have to fight with it, and then there's no gun too big to fight with.
Right, exactly.
And that's what I was running into with as a prelim to the SIG P365 when I was trying to show how you would do remedial action on a semi-automatic. My hand gets in the way of the ejection port when I'm trying to run it back. Just traps the round I'm trying to get rid of and just keeps it right there still, out of the gunfight. So,
yeah, yeah. And people don't think about that. You know,
nope.
they think about they want a pocket gun or whatever, and you and I have talked about that. I've had all those pocket guns.
Well,
and they all have their downsides, and their downsides outweigh their upsides, all of them.
There you go. Before we run out of time, real quick, first of all, if you are interested in getting in the Chambers system, getting in the Chambers ecosystem, which I heartily recommend, you should go to chamberscustom.com, pick out that gun, get on that list. It'll be worth the wait. And if you want to follow what they got going on, well, then, of course, you can go to Chambers Custom on Instagram, Chambers Custom on Facebook, and I guess 1911 University Now coming up on Patreon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you for having me again, Bill. It's a pleasure.
Roger that. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.